blackened and smooth with use and weather. Strangely carven statues of wood stood about the several shelters or enclosures on it, and tall poles bearing tufts of seabirds' feathers stood at the four corners. His guide took him to the smallest of the shelters, and there he saw Sparrowhawk, lying asleep. Aran sat down inside the shelter. His guide went back to the other raft, and nobody bothered him. After an hour or so, a woman brought him food. A kind of cold fish stew with bits of some transparent green stuff in it. Salty, but good. And a small cup of water. Stale. Tasting pitchy from the caulking of the barrel. He saw by the way she gave him the water that it was a treasure that she gave him. A thing to be honored. He drank it respectfully and asked for no more, though he could have drunk 10 times the cupful. Sparrowhawk's shoulder had been skillfully bandaged. He slept deeply and easily. When he woke up, his eyes were clear. He looked at Aran and smiled the sweet, joyous smile that was always startling on his hard face. Aran felt suddenly like weeping again. He put his hand on Sparrowhawk's hand and said nothing. One of the raft folk approached and squatted down in the shade of the large shelter nearby. A kind of temple, it appeared to be, with a square design of great complexity above the doorway, and the door jambs made of logs carved in the shape of gray whales sounding. This man was short and thin, like the others, boy-like in frame, but his face was strong-featured and weathered by the years. He wore nothing but a loincloth, but dignity clothed him amply. "He must sleep," he said, and Aran left Sparrowhawk and came to him. "You are the chief of this folk," Aran said, knowing a prince when he saw one. "I am," the man said, with a short nod. Aran stood before him, erect and unmoving. Presently the man's dark eyes met his briefly. "You are a chief also," he observed. "I am," Aran answered. He would have liked very much to know how the raftman knew it, but remained impassive. "But I serve my lord there." The chief of the raft folk said something Aran did not understand at all. Certain words changed out of recognition or names he did not know. Then he said, "Why came you into Balatron? Seeking..." But Aran did not know how much to say, nor indeed what to say. All that had happened, and the matter of their quest, seemed very long ago, and was confused in his mind. At last he said, "We came to Oberhall. They attacked us when we came to land. My lord was hurt. And you?" "I was not hurt," Aran said, and the cold self-possession he had learnt in his courtly childhood served him well. "But there was something like a madness. One who was with us drowned himself. There was a fear." He stopped and stood silent. The chief watched him with black, opaque eyes. At last he said, "You come by chance here, then?" "Yes." "Are we still in the South Reach?" "Reach? No. The islands..." The chief moved his slender, black hand in an arc no more than a quarter of the compass, north to east. "The islands are there," he said. "All the islands." Then, showing all the evening sea before them, from north through west to south, he said, "The sea." "What land are you from, lord?" "No land. We are the children of the open sea." Aran looked at his keen face. He looked about him at the great raft with its temple and its tall idols, each carved from a single tree, great god figures mixed of dolphin, fish, man, and seabird, at the people busy at their work, weaving, carving, fishing, cooking on raised platforms, tending babies. At the other rafts, 70 at least, scattered out over the water in a great circle perhaps a mile across. It was a town. smoke rising in thin wisps from distant houses, the voices of children high on the wind. It was a town, and under its floors was the abyss. "Do you never come to land?" the boy asked in a low voice. "Once each year. We go to the Long Dune. We cut wood there and refit the rafts. That is in autumn, and after that we follow the gray whales north. In winter we go apart, each raft alone. In the spring we come to Balatran and meet. There is going from raft to raft then. There are marriages, and the long dance is held. These are the roads of Balatran. From here the great current bears south. In summer we drift south upon the great current until we see the great ones, the gray whales, turning northward. Then we follow them, returning at last to the beaches of Ima on the Long Dune for a little while." "This is most wonderful, my lord," said Arryn. "Never did I hear of such a people as yours. My home is very far from here. Yet there, too, in the island of Enlad, we dance the long dance on Midsummer Eve." "You stamp the earth down and make it safe," the chief said dryly. "We dance on the deep sea." After a time, he asked, "How is he called, your lord?" "Sparrowhawk," Arryn said. The chief repeated the syllables, but they clearly had no meaning for him.